送给我。Now Sandy Cane is no longer here, but his words are...
You're listening to WPFW in Washington, D.C.
The following program is brought to you by the Uncle Devin Show Radio Network.
The adults have the music, my parents have the music, the teens have the music, but what about me? I said the adults have the music, my parents have the music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time.
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education, or We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm your host, Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I'm Auntie Lolita.
And we are so glad that you have joined us today. We've got a wonderful show in store for you. But before we do that, we need to send out a few thank yous for some people who actually gave us a pledge last week.
Yes, we have John and Marion out of Seat Pleasant, Maryland.
I think I know who they are.
Oh, you definitely do. They're my in-loves and your parents.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. Always appreciate that support. I tell you, parents just, that parent love is nothing like it.
No, it really is a special bond, communication that just never ends. You'll always be their baby.
Moms and dads smile. But you know, in fact, you know, I like to talk a little bit more, and I don't think we really spend enough time talking about the parent love for children.
So today, we're dedicating our entire show to parents who created love songs for their children.
You know, that's interesting, because most love songs nowadays are pretty much adult to adult. But we very rarely hear love songs from adults singing about their children. So that's going to be great. I think that's going to be make a wonderful show.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
But also, we're going to still visit the percussion playground, and we're going to have We Nation story time as we hear a wonderful story from Donna Washington called The Grasshopper and the Ants.
Let's set it off with Pierce Freelon featuring Jay Gunn with Daddy Daughter Day.
Stella, we gonna play. Hope you're ready for a daddy-daughter day. Yeah, daddy-daughter day, girl, what up? Right now, we can go anywhere you wanna. Roller skating rink to the movies, chilling at the house. Maybe later on, we could go get a banana float. Yeah. Cause that's really tasty. We can be lazy. Stop and smell the daisies. Do what you want. Me and you in the car. Go play in the arcade or shop at the mall. Hope you're ready for a wonderful day. Sunny outside. Hope you're ready to play. When your mama asks you how your day went, you gon' tell her daddy be your favorite. Sun is going down now. Get into your jammies. Yeah. Bedtime concert, performing at your Grammys. Close your eyes and now it's sleepy time. Tomorrow we go, press rewind. Daddy daughter day, 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 daddy daughter day,
daughter day, it's a daddy daughter day, and the sun is so much brighter when it's smiling on your face. Homies called to hit the bar, tell them try another day. Rather be right where you are, you can pick your favorite place. We can hit the museum, life is science, you see them animals and zoos even recognize the beauty in your smile as it radiates. You hide and we play a chase, even if we doing nothing, it's time we could never waste. Tell mommy we go and play, just me and you on a date. Hope nobody told mommy for dinner we ordered cake with ice cream and chocolate. Lion King, you watched it at least 100 times.
can hear him say, Hakuna Matata. This what we do with our daughters. And a salute to the fathers doing it all to provide a model of who you should follow. Promise to guide you on where to go. It's a daddy-daughter day, bruh. Fatherhood is dope.
Right on time, right on time. rhyming is what I do. But it's dedicated. It's dedicated to my little miss Jamila. Hi, Jamila. Hi, hi. That's my baby right there, y'all. Hi. Hi, baby. The song is called The Perfect Day. All the fathers, any fathers out here? Any fathers? No fathers? Nobody?
It was the perfect day when I heard my baby say, we got a little baby on the way. It was the perfect day, day, day. It was the perfect day when I heard my baby say,
thank you, baby.
We got a little baby on the way. It was the perfect.
Now check it out now. Hey,
now I remember it was spring 2005 on the West Coast. The Mommy's Mission District residents played the host of the occasion on the day when we received confirmation that we were patiently waiting for your presentation. Pure elation was the sensation felt when it first hit me. World, I'm about to be your father. Then just as quickly, reality began to creep through my veins. Barely a year since I had left the plantation in chains. Pursuing my dreams, doing my thing. Me and your mama shared a vision of an entrepreneur's living. So with progressive wisdom, being sick of the system, we dissed them and dissed them, traded their prison for a religion, a rhythm. Where the fellowship is the purest, committed and driven, sick of visiting like a tourist. Yeah, but when I heard that she was on the way, there really wasn't too much to say. So much of Jamila May. Yeah, come on, come on. When I heard my baby say, we got a little baby on the way. Yeah, it was the perfect day.
And it was, y'all.
It was the perfect day. When I heard my baby say, we got a little baby on the way.
I'm crying, can you tell?
Now fast forward to the day of your birth, the day you quenched my thirst to see the image of myself on this earth. For what it's worth, if I ever should have to leave unexpectedly or permanently, love, my soul is at ease. Never believe that I ain't doing my best. I got a plan to be around for them exams and tests and help you handle stress that life manifests, full of trials and tribulations. So when any situation come to daddy and rest, I'll protect, help you reflect and refresh, rededicate, then rebuild and progress to the next. To more or less, yes, invest in yourself. Health is wealth, so meditate and celebrate your success. In every day, you'll be blessed and less susceptible to life pressures. Never disrespect you or neglect you. You're my precious, such a divine treasure. Tarnish your polished double to guide you in this era. Baby girl, it's my pleasure. And yes, it was. And when I heard my baby say, we got a little baby on the way. It was the perfect day, day, day. It was the perfect day. When I heard my baby say, we got a little baby on the way.
All the fathers in the house. Any fathers in the house? Come on, D-Lee. Tell them how we feel, baby.
A little baby on the way. It was the perfect, it was the perfect, it was the perfect day. When I heard my baby say, we got a little baby on the way. Oh, it was the perfect day.
You're listening to Weird Nation Radio on on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Every day, every moment, I see your face. I am filled with happiness when I see you smile. Fill my heart with joy. Every day I look forward to the next day, just to see your smiley face. And I know this life is worth living for you. You're my blessing and gift from the Most High. I give thanks for you. I want to see you grow. You're my pride and joy. You're my pride and joy. You're my pride and joy.
So Lord,
you're my pride and joy.
I love you wide as the sky. I love you deep as the sea. I love you far as a star and as tall as a tree. I love you bigger than the world. I love you when you are near and when you're far away. I love you every single second, minute, hour, every day. I love you bigger than drippy as an ice cream cone. I love you soft as cotton candy clouds. When I'm with you, I'm home. I love you when you feel glad and when you're feeling blue. I love every little inch of every little part of you. I love you bigger than wide as the sky.
I love you deep as the sea. I love you far as a star and as tall as a tree.
I love you bigger than the world. I love you bigger.
Love that song by Karen Kay and the Jitterbugs.
Yes.
Featuring her cute little daughter, and that was Bigger Than the World.
Oh, the great song, Karen. Thank you very much. And before that, we had Jabali Africa and Josek Asikoye with the song called Son of Mine. Beautiful song. Love it.
Prior to that, we had Gotta See Us, Ped Rock singing Perfect Day to his beautiful little one.
Yeah, you know, I was a backup drummer for Gotta See Us, thanks to Head Rock and Dwayne Lee. And it is actually pronounced God is See Us. So it's God is He Us or God I She Us. So you got to look them up, a wonderful local group. And then before that, we had a wonderful song by Kelly Love Jones called Love of Mine. A beautiful song with just a guitar and also her wonderful vocals. It was great.
Uncle Devin, let's give him a percussion introduction.
Sounds good to me. Let's rock it.
This is the ABCs of percussion. Uncle Devin's ABCs of percussion. You're listening to the ABCs of percussion. Uncle Devin's ABCs of percussion. Percussion, percussion, the ABCs of percussion. Percussion, percussion, now join the discussion.
In Goma. In Goma, in Swahili, it means drum. Bantu-speaking peoples play me for fun. I'm wooden covered with the cow skin on one end. Find me at special celebrations, making all of them join in. Yeah, now that was from my children's book called The ABCs of Percussion. For every letter of the alphabet, there's a percussion instrument named after it, and it comes with an audio CD where you can hear what each instrument sounds like. So for more information, you can go to theuncledevinshow.com. That's theuncledevinshow.com, or go to amazon.com and look up The ABCs of Percussion.
All right, let's get back to the love songs for children. This next one is Ziggy Marley, featuring Rita Marley and Sadella Marley. I Love You Too.
Come on. Yo, bless up, it's Aaron Nigel Smith, and you're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
If I could, I'd protect you from the sadness in your eyes, give you courage in a world of compromise. Yes, I would, if I could. I would teach you all the things I've never learned, and I'd help you cross the bridges that I burned. Yes, I would. But
Family live close to the jungle. At the end of the day, they all sit together around the fire. They have their supper, then relax and talk a little. The youngest boy becomes afraid. He hears all the sounds of the wild animals in the forest: cheetahs, wolves, jackals and lions. He starts crying at the darkness and wild sounds that fill him with fear. Then his mother takes him in her arms and sings to him. The family is always strong together. They protect one another. Grandparents, his father and mother, uncles, aunts, cousins, brothers and sisters, they all join and sing together. Soon he falls asleep. Only the beautiful song fills his ears.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Hush, my baby, don't fear, my darling, the lion sleeps tonight. Hush, my baby, don't fear, my darling, the lion sleeps tonight.
Oh, my God.
I love that song. I love the fact that they talk about the parents and the grandparents and the aunts and uncles and pretty much the whole extended family surrounding the child and giving comfort. That was The Lion Sleep Tonight, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Wonderful, beautiful, beautiful song.
It truly is. And prior to that, we had Regina Bell with If I Could, which has always been one of my favorites.
You know, I had the chance to open up for her when I was playing with Fertile Ground in Atlanta.
What?
And, well, I didn't live in Atlanta, but we flew to Atlanta and performed. And to hear her be able to perform that song live was pretty much one of the highlights of my career. I loved it.
I can't imagine. I've never seen her live. But just those words are just so inspiring.
It really is.
You know, it really speaks to parents. They do all they can to raise us the best they can to be productive, loving citizens. And
Yes. It's
really up to us after that.
It really
They would love to continue protecting us, but they can't.
That's right.
We have to make mistakes, learn from those lessons, and that's what their job is, to prepare us for that.
Like she said, the life we give is not our own, you know, so that's incredible. And then before that, you know, one of our favorites on the show, Reese Palmer, and her song, Take You With Me, off of her beautiful CD, just a wonderful, wonderful song.
And if you recall, Ziggy Marley kicked off that set, and actually it was his mother, Rita Marley, singing on that with him, along with his sister, Sadella Marley. You know, all singing to children in their family.
And that's the CD that he won a Grammy for Best Children's Album.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yes. So wonderful, wonderful album.
Yeah, it was a family affair.
Yes. I want to end this segment with a song by our good friend, Boston musician and father, Alistair Mook. In July of 2012, one of Alistair's twin 5-year-old daughters, Cleo, was diagnosed with leukemia. They went on to write a CD which was nominated for the best Grammy in the children's category. I believe it was in 2013. And so we're going to play one of the songs off of that CD, which is a great example of parents' love for their children. This is called Home When I Hold You, featuring Afi O'Donovan.
You're home when I hold you, honey. Home when I hold you, dear. Home in your daddy's arms tonight. Home when I hold you near. You're safe in your mama's arms, safe when she holds you tight.
Beautiful song from Alistair Moog, Home When I Hold You featuring Afi O'Donnell. Thank you, Alistair. That was great. But guess what? I need everybody to gather around.
That's right. Gather the whole entire family. And don't forget the popcorn.
You know why? It's time for us to go to
We Nation Storytime.
When I was a kid, I had a wonderful record that had the ant and the grasshopper on it. It was a Disney record, and it was all about how the ant queen had to give up her power at the end of the story because she wasn't as powerful as one of the ant men. I'm pretty sure that's not what that story was supposed to be about, but that's how it was on the record. And it wasn't until I got older that I thought, I don't know if I like that version of the story. And so then I went and I looked up some more versions, and I'm an artist. And I didn't like the whole thing with the artist being in trouble either. And I, like many other artists, have sort of monkeyed around with this story so that people see that being an artist doesn't mean you're not working. It's just a different kind of work. And so here is my version of the ant and the grasshopper. Now, the grasshopper was born into a beautiful spring, and there's no telling what he might have wanted to do with his life before the very first time he rubbed those legs together and that beautiful sound came out. Oh, that grasshopper, from the moment he heard it, he was a fiddler. That's what he was. Oh, he sat and just listened to the sound of the music, and he ate everything around him, of course, the leaves, the clover, the flowers, and it was food to be just plucked out of nowhere, and he fiddled. He fiddled and fiddled and fiddled and fiddled. He loved the sound. He fiddled for the birds as they were hatching out of their eggs. He fiddled for all of the frogs as they were getting ready to make little tadpoles. He fiddled for everything buzzing and flying, and one day he was sitting, fiddling, 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 fiddling. An ant stopped him and said, "What are you doing?
Don't you realize that you are wasting your time? You are wasting the wonderful time of spring. Now is the time to be working, to be gathering in, to be preparing for the cold weather. You can't just sit and fiddle. It's ridiculous. And the grasshopper said, "Oh, okay. I see. Well, you see, it's still spring. There's so much time left, and I will not waste the beautiful day working. I'll work later." And the grasshopper sat back, and he began to fiddle. And even though the ants didn't ask him to, he fiddled for them as they worked. Well, spring ended and summer began. And the little birds who'd hatched in the spring, well, they were trying out their wings, and the grasshopper fiddled for them. And the little tadpoles were losing their tails and hopping out of the water, and the grasshopper fiddled for them. And all the birds and bugs and bees roaming around and living in the beautiful summer air. And the grasshopper fiddled for all of them. And he especially fiddled for himself. Oh, he was getting so good at it. And one day as he was sitting, fiddling and fiddling and feasting on clover, he heard, "Are you still fiddling? Don't you realize the summer is going? Soon there will not be anything to eat. We ants have been doing the right thing. We have been working and working and setting aside things. You have been fiddling. Do you not see that you're going to be in trouble very, very soon?" And the grasshopper said, "Ah, ants. Some of you work so hard, and you don't seem to be enjoying yourselves. Me? I'm working too. And I am most definitely enjoying myself. I'll help you out if you like. I'll fiddle for you while you work around, but I'll worry about putting things aside later. It's too nice a day to work like you work." And the grasshopper sat back and fiddled some more. Well, the fall came in eventually, all the leaves turning colors and falling off the trees, and the birds were packing up their nests and getting their luggage and getting ready to leave town, and the grasshopper fiddled for them as they left, and the frogs were getting ready to wallow down into the mud and go into hibernation fairly soon, and the grasshopper fiddled for them. All the animals who were leaving to go to warmer climes, the grasshopper fiddled as they packed. Those who were going to stay and were preparing themselves for the winter, he fiddled for them. And as he was fiddling and fiddling and fiddling, he heard, "Ha! Ha! Ha! You're going to be in trouble really soon. You are going to be in so much trouble. Don't you realize? The winter is almost here and you have done nothing." "It's not true," said the grasshopper. "I have worked up some beautiful music. I have played my heart out. I have given so many concerts. I think I've done a lot." "Nothing useful." "I think I was doing some useful things." "I don't think you are." "Well, you can think what you like. And I know you've got a lot of work to do because you're an ant. I'll tell you what, I'll fiddle for you." And the grasshopper began to fiddle. Well, this went on. Of course you know what happened. A morning came when the grasshopper woke up. Ooh, ooh, it was freezing. Ooh, so cold, and the wind whistled past him, and thin flakes of snow began to fall, and he bit into a blade of grass, and it was old and withered and dead. There was nothing to eat. He was so cold, his fiddle didn't even work. He walked across the landscape, trying to find some place to hide, his belly going empty and grumbling. And then he tripped over a little pile of snow, and he cleared it away, and underneath he found an ant hole. And he knocked upon the door. And a little ant opened it up. He had a big mug of hot chocolate and a Hawaiian shirt. He said, "Oh, it's you. I remember you. You're that grasshopper who spent all summer and all spring and all fall playing. Well, look at you now. Look at you now." The grasshopper said, "Could you spare something, anything, a little? I'm freezing. Could you spare something?" "Well, I don't know if I can spare something. I'll have to ask." And he closed the door. The grasshopper waited, and eventually several other ants came. They took the grasshopper underneath the ground. And there, the queen was waiting for him. She said, "I've been hearing about you all year. In the
spring, when we were working, you were playing that silly fiddle. And in the summer, when we were working, you were still playing that silly fiddle. And in the fall, while we worked, you were playing that silly fiddle. Well, now we are at our leisure, and you will work for us. And all the ants began to cheer. And so the grasshopper worked in the kitchens preparing meals, and he waited at the tables, and he brought food out to everybody. And one night, in the silence after everyone had eaten, the grasshopper began to play his fiddle. And the music livened up the anthill. Some of them listened. Some of them danced. Some of his tunes were catchy. Some of them were sad. It got so that they asked him to play almost all the time. And he obliged. He played for anyone who wanted to hear him. He went into the nurseries and played for the little ant babies. He played in the great hall. He played for everyone. Until the day the ants escorted him up and opened the anthill, and spring was in the air. As he was leaving, one of the ants said, "Will you come back next year? Next winter, will you play for us again?" And the grasshopper grinned, and he said, "Oh, you can count on it." And that is the story of the grasshopper and the ants.
Wow, that was Donna Washington off of her CD called The Terrene of Tales. And we opened up with Tahira with her song, Gather Around. Well, when you hear Matt Wilson saying goodbye, my new friends, you know it's time to go. I sure hope you had a wonderful time.
I know I did.
Yes, and if you did, send us a message. Send us a message over to music@wenationradio.com. That's we with two E's, nationradio.com, music@wenationradio. Let us know what you like, if you like the music, if you like to hear something different. That's what we're here for. But before we go, Auntie Lolita has a couple of messages for you.
That's right, and you can also join the nation. That's right, sign up for our newsletter so you don't miss anything that goes on with We Nation Radio. And actually, we have great news. We Nation Radio is now on Roku TV and Fire TV. Just add the We Nation Radio app, which can be found in the kids and family category, typically, to those devices, and you'll be able to listen to We Nation Radio on your TV as well. Or simply search We Nation Radio on your device. For more information, visit WeNationRadio.com/4Parents to see what's shaking in We Nation, and that's our We Nation calendar. You'll find information for many ongoing events, including Arapahoe Libraries in Denver, Colorado. That's right. This week and next week, Uncle Devin will be featured in Kids Got the Beat, interactive virtual musical show. This Thursday, November 12th, 4 p.m. Mountain Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 3 p.m. Pacific Time. And then next Tuesday, November 17th, at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, and 4 p.m. Pacific. That's right. The one thing about this whole pandemic that we can take away that's positive is actually bringing the nation closer together. You can listen from anywhere in the nation. And this is a free event, but you must register separately for each day. It's really open nationwide to the public, but make sure you register first.
Yeah, and to find all the registration links, just go to theuncledevinshow.com and go to the calendar, and you'll find all the registration links where you can join the fun. But listen, we got to make way for Donald Temple and Lovethology. And remember, as we always say, life is a drum.
So beat it!
This is brought to you by the Uncle Devin's Show.
knew a man called him Sandy Kane. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left a boy, came back a man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. I can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried as he said these words to me. All gave some, some gave all, some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all. Now Sandy Kane is no longer here, but his words are oh so clear as they echo throughout our land. All his friends who gave us all, who stood the ground and took the fall to help their fellow man. Love your country and live with pride, and don't forget those who died. America, can't you see? All gave some, and some gave all, and some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Yes, recall. Some gave all. Some gave all.
The jazz community has been hit hard by COVID-19. Musicians are usually the first line of defense when speaking truth to power, but often the last in line to receive relief. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the musicians in our community, I encourage you to visit www.capitolhilljazzfoundation.org. We will get through this together.
The COVID-19 crisis has brought live music to a stop in D.C., but we still need music in our